took the jury 14 and a half hours to sift through nearly 2 weeks of testimony, and a breakdown of the counts shows the jurors believed all but one government witness. They rejected the testimony of an FBI agent who posed as a crooked lawyer offering Murphy bribes. He was not backed by the courtroom cop whom he claimed served as Murphy's bag man. Other lawyers who took the stand were backed by someone who claimed to have given their bribe money directly to Murphy. U.S. Attorney Dan Webb says that strengthens his hand for future Gaylord trials, thanks to help from the presiding judge.
He found and instructed the jury that the operations and the techniques used during the course of Gaylord were entirely legal, perfectly appropriate, and told the jury that it should play no role in the deliberations, which it obviously did not.
Murphy's sentencing is set for August 31st. He faces up to 240 years in prison and fines of up to $111,000. His attorney says he'll appeal. I'm Marge Halperin.